You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
Good morning and welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Hour number two already. All right, it's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Lake Houston now, and let's check in with Mr. John Littleton. John, good morning. What's up? Other than the
Hey, wind. Good morning, Captain. I'm doing pretty good in yourself, sir.
Can't complain.
There you go. Woke up, the alarm went off, but I actually had to wait till the alarm went off this morning. Usually
I woke up before mine went off. How about that?
Well, but then I got to back up. I think I was in bed by 8:30. So we had our big company outing yesterday, and we boiled 14 bags of crawfish and cooked 120 pounds of catfish fillets. So I was pretty wore out after yesterday. I'm telling you.
I'd have been in bed early, too.
Man, I know. I walked in the house and the grandkids go, "You smell like fish."
I bet.
Yeah. It was a mixture of crawfish and catfish, but I was beat. That took a toll on me yesterday. But a lot of standing, walking, you know, all that. But it was all good. We do that, you know, once a year for all the guys and gals and, you know, kind of get together and do that. So, but it was all fun. We all had good food to eat and everybody had a good time. So, yeah. Now today I got to go in and clean up, you know.
Oh, boy.
I told everybody yesterday, let's just pick up the big stuff and we'll come in. I got a couple of guys coming in today, and we'll go over there and clean up and pick up and all that, get back ready to go to work Monday. So, yeah. But
that'll work.
Fishing's been a little good, Mickey. I mean, the best thing going right now out here is catfish. I mean, it's I went over you can go over there and get you a limit in an hour and a half, 2 hours, pretty easy.
That's what I'm hearing everywhere. So, all the lakes just went off this week, man. Just everybody's pulling to them.
Yeah. I don't know. It's the shad. Let's see, when did I go? I went this week, and I threw my cast net three times and had all the shad I needed. And I just take and cut them in half and just put them on a little old catfish hook and a cork about 2 foot deep and just bounce it against the bulkhead. And a lot of times your cork don't even stop. I mean, it just
keeps going.
They just sink. Yeah. Today might be a little bit different. You know, it's blowing pretty good here at my house, and I'm not on the water. I'm, a little ways away, but I know it's rough out there right now. So, but we're gonna try that bass fishing tomorrow. We got a tournament tomorrow, a little team tournament out there. So, I know the wind's supposed to be blowing. My partner called me yesterday and goes, I said, well, we have to go to plan B or plan C because plan A, fishing boat docks, is not going to work. So, yeah, it'll be kind of tough.
Quite a breezy forecast for the weekend, it's looking like. It's blowing this morning. It's up.
Yeah, and I saw tomorrow it could get up to 30, you know, so.
That's the forecast, 20 to 30 with higher gust.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, most of these lakes, you know, you can get out of the wind. It's just running across the lakes.
Yeah.
You know.
And hopefully where you get out of the wind, there's fish there.
Well, that's the other thing. Yeah.
That's the other big one.
Yeah, it never fails, Mickey. I mean, you know, you get on some fish, and then you either can't get to them or, you know, the wind's blowing and, you know, it just affects the way you position your boat or whatever to catch them. So, yeah, it does make it a little tough sometimes. But, you know, yeah, I was listening to you and Tommy, and, you know, I mean, I use a lot of those saltwater tails on my spinnerbaits, chatterbait, buzzbait, you know, as a trailer. And to me, it's a tougher plastic, and it holds better, you know, on the hook and everything. And I like the action of them. I mean, there's a lot of bass, you know, little swim baits, I call them, that I use for trailers, but they just don't hold up as good. Now, I'm sure there are some good ones, but I forget the names of them that I use, but I use two or three different ones, and I like the color of them. So, you know, there is a lot of mixture in there of soft plastics as far as for salt water and bass fishing. So, I know that one that I throw it a lot is that it's solid black and got some glitter and stuff in it, and I'll throw that out over pads or whatever. It's like a fluke, and I'll take and throw that out over. It's just a bass's ass and bait, but right. You know, I'll throw it. I think it's called Morning Glow.
Morning
or
Glory.
Like
yeah,
that.
I was gonna say that.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
that's the one.
Yeah,
and a lot of fish caught on that. On that black bait with that glitter in it, really has.
Yeah, and you know, Lake Houston, you know, I mean, I throw it out over top of them pads, and just a real light, you know, weight on the front, and kind of just move it around down through them, and they will come up and eat it. And a lot of people don't throw black, you know, they'll throw white or something bright, you know, but I like throwing that. So, you know, it's just something different. I guess they see everything else, and they'll darn sure eat it. But
I like throwing darker baits. You know, when I'm throwing soft plastic, I seem to catch a little bit bigger fish with the darker baits.
Yeah.
Maybe not as many in numbers as you can with, like, chartreuse and pearl and all that, but definitely better quality bites with the darker colors, for me anyway.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, for Lake Houston, you know, crankbaits and stuff like that, you know, it's got to have chartreuse in it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know why. It's, you know, might be a mental thing for me, but I love throwing a chartreuse and black, chartreuse blue, you know, and stuff like that. Anything with a little chartreuse in it. Even with spinnerbaits, you know, I got a guy that custom makes my spinner baits for me, and I'll have him put, you know, a few little chartreuse strands in my white spinner baits and, you know, different color spinner baits. I always got a little chartreuse in there too. You know, and it kind of gives it a good little mixture. And again, a lot of this stuff is mental, you know, for a lot of bass fishermen. I know, I'm sure saltwater guys are like that too.
Same way, man. It's yeah. all a confidence thing.
Yeah. Hey, Mickey, I wanted to give a shout out. One of our Lake Houston, you know, fishermen won that big bass splash up at Sam Rayburn last weekend. So,
oh, really?
You know, Kerry.
Won the 300,000?
Yes, sir. Kerry wow. Essel from Crosby, Texas. Yeah,
oh, that's
fishing
awesome.
With us out at Lake Houston. So,
cool.
yeah, I love to see local guys do good like that.
Heck yeah.
So, yeah, he, I, we text back.
What do you have,
forth,
like an 11?
Really,
what was his fish? 11.30. Yeah, 11:30. That's
yeah.
a big one.
Yeah. Yeah. And, so yeah, he's a good guy, real good guy, just like all of us fishermen, you know, he just plays the game with everybody else, chases tournaments around, you know, and, hey, you know, he caught him a good one, and that's all that counted. So
oh, I'm telling you.
but, yeah.
That's a life changer.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I, like I said, we've texted. I haven't actually talked to him. I'll probably see him tomorrow, you know, but just, you know, get all the details. But yeah, I'm glad to see our local guys do good in those tournaments like that. He caught that fish Friday, and then you still got to go Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
So, you know, I'm sure he didn't get very much sleep. He's probably still catching up on his sleep.
I bet. Well,
you know.
After you catch an 11:30 and you're in the running for something like that, yeah, I can imagine it'd be kind of hard to sleep, especially having to hold
yeah.
for two more days.
yeah. Well, you already win 20 grand because you win the hour.
Exactly.
And so he won 20 grand for that hour. So, and then plus all the other stuff. So, you know, that's really good. Really good. So, yeah, but like I said, he's a good local guy, and, you know, he's retired, and, hey, that's, you know, that's a good way to you know, help your retirement. So
That'll help that retirement fund, buddy, especially this day and age. You need that extra money like that. Did you ever hear how many how many entries total there was in that tournament?
I heard it was a little over 7,000 entries.
Goodness.
Yeah. So yeah, that's a big tournament. I mean, at what point do you cut it off? You know, like
you don't.
You know,
the money's too good. Keep that money pouring in.
Yeah. But you know, you think, Mickey, with you know, and you know, $350 is nothing to sneeze at, but you know, for that small of an entry fee to win that amount of money and the hourly prizes,
yeah.
I mean, it's
just
like,
the hourly's worth its while, even if you're in last place for the hour.
yeah, you still got your money back. You still got $500.
Right.
You know, you got your money back and a little gas money. So, yeah, you're good. But,
I tell you, that's big. Bass fishing's big,
yeah.
man.
It is. And, you know, like you and Tommy were talking about the Bassmasters, and I traveled and fished BASS and FLW for years, and I basically got burned out. I mean, I did. I was just gone,
yeah.
and, you know, you go to Georgia and Kentucky and Tennessee and Oklahoma, and it's like you come home for a couple weeks and go back, and I'm telling you, it gets to be a grind. You're on the road a lot. People think, you know, I mean, fishing's great. Don't get me wrong, but there's a lot more involved than just going out there and going fishing. You know,
there really is.
It's, you got to get there and been there, done that with breakdowns on a Sunday, trying to come home. And, you know, we were up in Missouri on Table Rock and fishing a BASS and coming home and, you know, you got wheel bearing problems and blowouts. It's not fun. because you already wore out.
But, yeah.
You know.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah, but we do it. I won't do it again, but, you know, some of these young guys out there now, you know, go for it, man. You know, it's a grind, but, you know, you can do it.
I just can't.
I'm not going to do it anymore.
No.
I'll stick to Lake Houston, local Conroe. You
there
know,
you
stuff
go.
Like that.
I don't even like to pull my trailer over an hour anymore anywhere. I like staying
at
home.
Yeah.
All right,
I know
John.
It.
Well, buddy, I got to run. If somebody wants to give you a call, how do they get a hold of you, bud?
Sure, they can call me on my cell, 281-222-8544.
All
just
right,
give
buddy.
Me a call or shoot me a text.
You got it. Good talking to you. Have a good weekend.
You too. Yes, sir. We'll
talk to you
next week.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
All right, it's time for another break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me. Come on a safari with me.
Early in the morning we'll be starting out. Some honeys will be coming along. We're loading up our woody with our boards inside. And
good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right. It is 519 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to Texas City and let's check in with Mr. Dave Fremont down at the Texas City Dike and Boyd's One Stop. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Captain Mickey.
How's it going, man?
It's real windy down here. You're going to have to screw your cap on real tight. It's
I was fixing to ask you that. How, you know, if you got blown off the dike.
I was teasing with Jake, and when he called me, I picked up and I said, I'm not here. I'm playing hooky.
Playing hooky?
I said, yeah. He said, okay, I'll tell Mickey, you got the flu. And I think that's when you might have heard him say that I had the flu. But now we're feeling good, and everything's fine and dandy. I made it out here this morning and took my little truck out to the end and back, and y'all got that old saying, if it ain't blowing, you ain't going. Well, it's blowing and no one's showing. Ain't anybody. There's not a boat one, not a trailer on it, any of the boat ramps, and I don't blame them.
That was a good saying in my old tournament days. You know, if it don't blow, we don't go. That's because you got to go, because every tournament it's going to blow. You can just bank on it.
Yeah, it looks like a perfect weekend for a tournament right now, then, because it's a lot of starch in the bait flags, and it's really blowing. But that's just the way it is this time of year. A lot of times it'd be like that. We've got a big old bright moon shining through quite a few clouds this morning. Well, I got 75 degrees right here on Galveston Bay where I'm sitting. I'm out here about pretty close to the 2-mile marker over by the shrimp boat docks. And usually by this time in the morning, there'll be one or two of the shrimpers that are getting their boat ready to venture out and make a few drags. But it looks like they're probably going to stay in port today too, Mickey. And I'll have to stop back by Boyd's and just see exactly how much live shrimp we've got. But the bait flags were all flying, so I think it's probably going to be okay. And then with the light pressure there'll be in terms of not having many boats going out, there'll probably be plenty of bait for the folks that want to fish off the bank or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, Mickey, what about them Astros?
I've still got an Astros hangover, man. I need to shake it. It's starting to bring me down here, son.
I tell you what,
what's wrong? It's pitiful, man. It's pitiful.
I thought this last game, before the first pitch, it was already 4-0 Cubs, and Abreu was already 0-4. But it's just like, wow, man, what in the heck? But.
In a bad way right now.
Be able to fix their woes and come back respectable. I hope so anyway.
Well, but luckily in our division, nobody's going crazy. And we're still in striking range if we can ever, you know, put a run together. I mean,
yeah.
on paper, we look as good or better than any other team. And boy, I tell you, in production, it's pathetic.
Yeah,
you know, I realize we got all our star starting pitchers out, and but it wouldn't have mattered who pitched yesterday. If you can't score but one run, you're not going to win. I don't care who you are.
No, it's kind of just it seemed like just about everybody on the team is in a funk one way or another. They just
hell, it's contagious, man. You know, we've seen that before.
Yeah. Tell you what, though, I'm going to keep flipping them on. I'm going to keep listening as long as they're going.
Oh, yeah. They're our team. I've been through the best and the worst in this town, you know, with the
we definitely went through some lean years.
Yeah,
quite a few
you just got to enjoy the game for what it is and the stars that are in it and, you know, your favorite players and just roll with it.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be all right. Mickey, I ain't heard too much in terms of fishing reports.
I hadn't either.
It's kind of slow, but we'll keep watching and looking out and see what's going on and everything. And
as far as, you know, people fishing on the dike and, you know, down that area, do you see a decrease in the numbers of people, you know, this year compared to last year as far as fishermen go?
I think so. I think some of it has been some crazy weather that we've had, and but I think also it's just the overall economy and the prices of everything that's been so high, Mickey.
That's what I think, too.
Fuel costs play a big part in it, and that trickles down and affects just about everything. You know, it affects, as we talked about a while ago, the shrimpers, and it looks like I got one of them fixing to pull up here right beside me now, so he may be going out. But it just kind of trickles down where there's, when the fuel costs are high, where it just makes it difficult all the way around. So folks kind of tighten up their bootstraps a little bit and just try to weather through the storm in regards to that. But, yeah, I think overall it is. And just like, you know, we thought I probably talked too much about crawfish, but it's the same thing there. It just – we had the drought, and that had a definite effect on
no doubt
on everything. But then on top of that, the fuel costs for them guys to go out and check 100, 200, 300 traps and only get a suck or two of crawfish, it just kind of has just been miserable. But boy, it's done an about face. I'm not saying it's wonderful right now, but in comparison to how it was early, it is wonderful, and the prices have come way, way down. In fact, I always do some comparing with what things were a year ago, you know, and the prices right now for live crawfish are pretty doggone close. We actually had our reservation prices as low as $1.88 a pound for field run this week.
Dang.
And people loaded up on the reservation, so we had to kind of curb that a little bit. And Jason had to go up a little bit on the price, but not very much. And so it's been awesome. And the crawfish size has been real good. So,
well, I've seen some big old honkers on Facebook, people going out and eating crawfish, and they'll lay it down next to an ear of corn going, man, look at the size of this bug. Big old bug.
Yeah, we had a whole bunch of folks coming to not only the Texas City Boys, but the one in Santa Fe, and they'd pick up their crawfish and go home to chomping on them things, and they'd pull their camera out and take pictures and send them to me. They'd send it to me while they're eating them, and it was pretty cool. I got a whole stack of them. So it's kind of like a box of Cracker Jacks. You're liable to get a real nice surprise in that bag, but they're not going to all be the size of your hand, but some of them are, and they just that's the field run sack. So that's just whatever's in the trap goes in the sack, minus the turtles and snakes and all that stuff. But the rest of the crawfish are.
I remember I bought a sack of crawfish one time. It had a live turtle in it. I remember that.
Yeah, Yeah, well, that's every now and then get a picture of a customer that from a customer that shows their little old turtle. Now, those are okay, but most anything else gets kind of weird.
Yeah, dead fish, you know, perch or bait or whatever in there. I'm not fond of that. I know how y'all go through them and clean them and sort them and all that. That makes it a lot better.
Yeah, we try to keep out some of the critters that would scare some of the folks. But yeah, but overall it's turned around and it's really been good. It's just sure a lot different than it was a few months ago. It looked like it was going to be a continuation, like how the Astros have been playing, just keep going down further and further. But it didn't. It's made a good turnaround. And hopefully it'll be an indication of things to come. And so we've got Mother's Day weekend coming up, and that's about the biggest weekend of the season.
Yeah, it is.
Crawfish. And so we've got our fingers crossed that nothing crazy will happen with the weather, and the crawfish will behave themselves and have some real nice crawfish for Mother's Day weekend as well. I think that's a couple of weeks away or so yet, but it's coming.
Well, I know it – Well, there hadn't been any shortage of crawfish mounds in my yard every time I mow. Golly, you get a little rain and boy, they just popping up all over the place.
Yeah, earlier when everything was upside down, people were taking pictures and showing them, and then they were saying that their land increased by $50,000. You know, they said the value.
Because
the
all the crawfish that, under their property.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Flooded up.
Yeah. But yeah, the crawfish is definitely a whole lot better than it was, and we're thankful for that. Now we get the weather to behave a little bit on the fishing side as far as wind knocked down. Are we pretty much through as far as what you think in terms of cool fronts, a little weak fronts, or is this one's trying to work down now? Or
well, about a week ago, I started to stick my neck out and say that, but look at this last one that came in. I couldn't believe it. It just we should be. We're getting to that point. You know, I've seen some May cool fronts, and, you know, back in the early 80s, I remember some cold mornings in May wade fishing. We were already wading wet because the water was, you know, 80 plus, but who knows, buddy? It's that kind of year, and some of the forecasters are saying we're going to have another hot summer. Boy, I hope not. Last summer ruined me. I don't want another one like that. That was nasty.
It probably doesn't take a real gamble to make a forecast that it's going to be a hot summer, because it seems like we've had one after another. But this last one really was tough. I was so thankful.
Last year was terrible.
Yeah. We had a pretty good fall, and it kind of hung on a while. So we got through March and pretty much now April without anything really being really sweaty hot. So we're thankful for that. But
we've had a real spring this year. You know, a nice spring. You know, as far as temperatures.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about mosquitoes up in your neck of the woods. Have they been bad this spring?
Man, we're kind of, well, they've been bad at times, you know, when we get these rains, but I found if I keep my grass mowed short, and because that's where they're usually at, is in that grass, and they've been doing pretty good out in Chambers County, you know, flying the plane and using the mosquito trucks and everything. So we've got them curtailed for now, but we're only one rainfall amount away to pop them up again, buddy.
We kind of had a pretty mild spring so far up where I live in Lake City. It's been really nice. Haven't had it bad at all. Been able to let the little old puppy dog out and back in without a big old swarm of them coming through the door. Been pretty quiet. But my brother that lives over in just outside of Orange right there by the Sabine, he said, David, it's been one of the worst springs that we have ever had. He said, it's just been terrible. Now, he lives out in the sticks a little bit, and he's not too awful far from Cal Bio and a couple of them other places.
Uh-huh.
And I think they grow some mighty healthy mosquitoes over there.
Yeah, they do. That's another place you don't want to be when the sun goes down when you're fishing. I used to fish over there a lot. Boy, that gets pretty bad. It's almost as bad as a refuge at Anahuac or, you know, over Brazoria County over that way.
Yeah.
They get bad, buddy.
I was just fixing to say there's some areas over there on Bolivar Peninsula that they have got some crops of mosquitoes that, I tell you, you slap one of them, they're going to slap you back. There's some big ones over there. You can hear them hitting the windshield, you know. You'd be in the car sitting there, and they'd be tapping on the windows, begging you to let them in. But it's been mild here, and we've had a mosquito truck or two from Galveston County roll through the neighborhood, so hopefully they keep up with that. But we just, you know, except for them couple of days, we haven't had an awful lot of rain. I don't know if we're up or down for the year so far, but we haven't had a whole lot, and hopefully we can not have anything happen in terms of tropical too much. But before this summer's over, we'll need some rain, and we'll have to deal with the cedars.
That's what we needed. We need to get back to those afternoon thunder bumpers, you know, in the summertime, a little sea breeze action.
Right.
Yeah, well, if anybody's fishing this weekend, what does your live bait situation look like at Boyd's?
Well, I think we're going to be okay because as we were talking, sure enough, right here at our shrimp boat dock, Billy's going out. It looks like he's loading up to go out, and he's going to make a few drags, I think, and then I don't know if we'll have another one go. So I think we'll be okay in terms of live shrimp. The bait flags are flying now. I think it'll be all right. We can handle, I think, anything that's going to be going on with the wind the way it's blowing right now. Mm-hmm. And we'll have some finger mullet, and also we've had croaker. I think the croaker flag also was going. So they'll be doing more and more croaker fishing, and we'll have plenty of croaker on hand as well. And then all the dead stuff, Mickey. Boys is fixed up with all that. And boy, Heather, that works the night shift, she sent a couple of pictures of some real pretty blue crabs. And so she had several cases of number two blue crabs, and she had, I think, a case or two of the females. And so I think we're in pretty good shape for that. Some of the fishermen will be scooping them up, but there'll be a lot of seafood lovers that'll come in. I think they had those for... I think they were $3.99 a pound, and so be able to get a few crabs for somebody that's wanting to cook up some, however they want to make them.
Well, that'll work, my friend. That sounds good at Boyd's to me, man. All they got to do is make the trip down and load up.
Well, they just come on down 227 Dyke Road right here on the entrance to the Tech City Dyke, 409-945-4001. Boyd's One Stop on Facebook. It looks like we're going to have crawfish this weekend. We've had reservations going hot and heavy, and there'll probably be plenty for walk-ins, I think. But call the number, and they'll give it to you on the recording and let you know. But check my Facebook page. I try to update it daily and sometimes a few times a day. But, Mickey, great talking to you again, buddy.
You too, Dave. You have a good weekend. Be safe out there, buddy.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Take care. Thanks. You know, folks, if you want to know the latest and greatest in fishing, tune in to Texas Insider Fishing Report. That's Thursday nights at 10:30 p.m. You can find it on Bally Sports Southwest, or you can find it on Space City Sports. Or, you know, you can check it out. This show will give you a fresh fishing forecast before the weekend so you can spend more time catching fish. And Texas Insider, they break down the state into six regions. Three freshwater for bass and crappie enthusiasts, and three saltwater for the guys who want to go out and catch trout and redfish inshore, and tuna, wahoo, and marlin offshore. So join Dave Farrell, Bree Gabrielle, and my friend Captain Rick Murphy to know what's hot and what's not. That's every Thursday night at 10:30 and Fridays at 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Bally Sports Southwest or Space City Sports. Check it out. Thank you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it is 542 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to G-Town and fight through the wind and check in with Captain Steve Hillman this morning. Stevie, good morning. What's happening?
Howdy, howdy.
Howdy. Howdy, neighbor. Well.
Well, shoot. I'm just trying to calm down, not get too excited about fishing in this 25-mile-an-hour wind.
Well, they ought to be eating a prop off your boat today, buddy.
Oh, man, they better be.
Biting holes in your waders.
Golly. You know, got, I guess, 3 more days of this. All the calm days, the 2 or 3 calm days, not calm, but not gale force days we had this week. I didn't have trips. All the windy days, just like the last couple weeks, all the windy days, I have bookings, you know. It's just my luck stinks right now with that. But I did go on my own a couple of times this week, and just something I haven't done this year, as a matter of fact. I never go by myself looking around, but I didn't really make any phone calls for the most part to see if anybody wanted to go with me.
You're
just
right.
Because, man, last couple of times, with the exception of one time, but last couple of times that I've had somebody jump in with me when I went, you know, quote unquote scouting, it's like they had to be in for something, or if it was slow in one spot, it just, I didn't want to have anybody to answer to. I wanted to go do some really off the wall stuff, which I did. And, man, I tell you, I realized in Tuesday and Wednesday when I went by myself that those fish just aren't everywhere. There are 2 or 3 spots in each part of our bay. I mean, in any numbers, you know, because I did some really, I fished some really, really good looking stuff Wednesday that I thought I'd catch more than a handful, and had bait, I had structure, had shell. Even this one area, I can honestly tell you I've never fished it before. It's way off the beaten path. And back in behind the shell up against the shoreline, there's shoal grass and grass potholes. I mean, it's like Port Mansfield.
Yeah.
And then out front, you got drop-offs and shell ridges and softer bottom. I mean, kind of a everything you'd ever want.
Yeah, good mix. Smorgasbord structure.
Yeah, man. And I had bait. I had a mullet, shad, I fished it during the major, and I got 0.0 bites in 1.5 hours. I'm thinking, well, maybe it's just timing, but it couldn't be timing because all those things I just said. So I went back to an area.
You got some bites. I mean, if there was some fish there, surely you'd have caught something.
For sure.
You know.
Yeah, and I threw top waters. You know, a lot of times with top water, even if you don't catch them, you at least get some swirls or blow-ups or something.
Sure.
And switched over to a worm and nothing on a tail. And so then I left there and I went back to an area where I know fish are. And I caught some fish. So, you know, they're not on every street corner, which they never are. But, man, there's some areas that are just void of life. And there's some areas you jump out and catch 15 or 20, you know.
Yeah.
But like Tuesday, they ate like crazy. I didn't even go early. And I went by myself, and I caught 16 legal fish just piddling, you know, and a bunch of little ones. And fished 3 or 4 different areas. Now, some of those fish I caught were in areas I'd been fishing, but I caught some in, you know, not new areas, but areas I hadn't really stomped on that much. But Wednesday, I went more, you know, day before yesterday, I went more red fishing than anything. I didn't really piddle with the trout much, but then I hit those couple areas I told you looked good, but didn't even get a bite. And I could not find a redfish. I mean,
yeah,
I went way back.
Yeah, where are all the slot redfish?
Man, I know where a couple of areas that are holding some, but they're not where I'm going to be able to fish tomorrow. Like, the only reason I went looking for redfish.
Y'all were fishing in that Sisters Helping Sisters deal?
Yeah, Frank Estrada and Rusty and them hired me for that. And it's like any of these tournaments. I think it's a 5-fish creel, and you can weigh in 5 trout, 4 trout and a flounder, or three trout, two reds. Well, if you got, if you're allowed to get reds in your krill, you have to get your two reds.
Oh yeah.
You don't even go to the weigh-in.
Well, especially with the trout limits like they are now. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotta have the reds. Gotta have them.
Yeah, I busted my butt trying to find redfish Wednesday. I fished for 6 hours and I caught a few trout, just, you know, accidental trout trying to catch reds. But I couldn't find a redfish, man. And I fished some good looking stuff. But again, I was fishing where I'm going to have to fish on a 30 mile an hour south wind tomorrow. Mm. And, you know, there's some areas north I could go and maybe catch a couple, but that's, what good does it do you to go pre-fish in areas you're not going to be able to fish on tournament day? It doesn't do you any
exactly.
good. You're just wasting your time. I know people that do that, you know, and then they tell you after the weigh-in, oh, man, you know, the day before the tournament, we caught two big reds. It's nice
right.
trout. Well, you know, that's typical, but anyway. But, no, I haven't – I don't have any really outstanding report to give you. I haven't – the biggest trout I caught this week was 21 inches. I caught that Tuesday, and the rest of the legal fish were like 16 to 17, mm-hmm. maybe at 1 or 2 18 inchers, you know, just fish, but they were butterball fat. These fish are just, they're gorging on shad. It's amazing how fat some of these fish are. If we could just get some length to them, you know, and I know we have the
yeah.
slot, but I don't care about keeping, I didn't keep anything Tuesday and didn't keep anything Wednesday, but I just, man, the girth on some of these smaller fish. If you put that same girth on a 28-inch fish, you'd have an 8-pound fish for sure.
Oh, well, sure. That's, you know, Galveston used to be notorious for that. You know,
our
length,
man,
always broke around 28, 29 inches. You know, there wasn't a lot of 30s around, but the weights were just phenomenal, you know, because of the
exactly.
girth of the fish.
Yeah, so, you and I were talking about that the other night. You know, I was, you told me about that one. Somebody caught it was like 22 inches or something. What was that? No, 26
no, it was
inches.
Gary Wheeler in my Troutmaster tournament, a Galveston tournament, he caught a 26-incher that went 9.00.
Yeah, that's insane.
That's a football, buddy.
That is. You know, I've seen two 28-inchers that were 28 on the nose back when we used to piddle with a few tournaments, like, I remember one year in that Texas Marine tournament. Remember when they used to have that?
Right.
I don't remember who caught it, but it was 28 inches, and it was like 9.92.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 28. And then another tournament, same deal, 28. I think it was one of back when Sal Batista and Brian Mahel used to have the spectacular trout tournament years ago. And same deal, 28 incher, and it was a little over 9 pounds.
Yeah.
But 26 inches, 9 pounds, my God. That's a tuna fish.
Yeah, it was. It was a good-looking fish.
Well, the fattest one I've ever caught was over there on the East Shoreline back in your backyard. It was probably 15, 16 years ago. I mean, I've caught 7 or 8 fish over 8, 1 over 9, but the fattest fish for the length I've ever caught was over there, and it was right at 23 inches, and it was 5 3/4 pounds. That's a fattest trout I've ever. We caught several like that
over there, man. We used to call them pinheads. They had that small head and just that huge body behind it. You know, it was like
the growth rate was
unbelievable. You know, all the food they used to have back then over there. Just you could walk on the mullet for miles.
Oh, I know, and that's the thing. There's no shortage of food right now. There's shad everywhere now. Mullet, not everywhere is holding a lot of mullet. There's a couple areas where there are kind of early in the morning, there's kind of some rafts, some mullet, but most areas it's shad of all sizes and glass minnows, but tons and tons and tons of shad. And those little lyre birds, those little head knockers are everywhere, just randomly diving across the bay. When it gets calm, you can see where all the just little glitter like sprinkles coming out of the water, all, you know, minuscule shad. And then there's shad that are, some of them are 2 inches long. They're like, I don't know, 3 or 4 different sizes of them that these fish are gorging on.
Right. Well,
but no, water temperature just finally crept back up in the 70s Wednesday. I think Tuesday morning when I started, it was 68, and I only hit 70 in one spot. I fished late, but that front really knocked the water temp back down.
Well, hopefully that was the last one for a while. Well, maybe we'll just get some little
miles. I sure hope so.
Switch ones, but oh well. Yeah. Well, anyway, Steve, it's always good talking to you. And are you going today?
Oh yeah, I'm almost to the ramp. Yep.
All right,
I got
buddy,
two guys, and they won't take no for an answer. So we're going to go beat our heads against the wall and give it hell. So we'll see what happens.
Hey, you can head knock with them lyrebirds, man.
That's exactly right.
Well, hey, man, if somebody wants to call you about fishing with you in Galveston, give them a number, man.
Okay, 409-256-7937.
All right, Stevie. Hey, good luck to you today. Watch that old wind, brother. You're going to have plenty.
Don't need it. All right, I appreciate it, Mickey.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
All right. Unfortunately, that's all the time for today's show, but we'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.